Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
I'm John Williams, and our Ask Lou Manfredini segment is sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. I've got a house question for you that's not what we planned on talking about, Lou.
Is it about a house in Dalton?
Yes. Well, somebody said...
You know, can I tell you my two cents on that?
Yeah, well, that's why I'm asking.
Well, so I would, if it were me, you know, and I really wanted to do something with it, someone would buy the house.
The Pope's house, yeah.
Then they would restore it as it was when the Pope
right.
and his family lived there.
Right.
Like, go back to the pictures, and this was the table, and this was what the kitchen looked. So they'd have to invest all that, and then they'd sell tickets, and it would be like the, you know, the house. Isn't there a house for the Christmas Story?
Sure. Well, there is. The Christmas Story is set in a little old house, yeah.
Right, but there's a, like, that house exists somewhere.
Right.
And people go and pay tickets to go to it.
Well, Ferris Bueller's Day Off House. I mean, there's a bunch of those famous houses, and they do appreciate, but you're right. It's like shellacking a baseball. Once you alter it, you ruin the resale value. And somebody said...
I wish them well, but 100%. The fact that now it's got quartz countertops and stainless steel appliances, it isn't anything like when the Pope lived there back
the
in the 60s and 70s.
Now he's got to go in the garage and put all the old stuff back in. Because
right.
And he'd probably still make money. John Williams, they fixed that place up pretty good, updated everything, so if anybody buys it to show it as a museum, they'll have to unfix it to look
right.
like the 1950s and
right.
60s.
Right. They'll be like, bring in, back in the asbestos, put it back in the basement. Right.
That's right. The only call in the last 50 years for not asbestos abatement, but whatever the opposite of abatement is. Listen
right.
to this. Hey, John, the address of the Pope's house is 141st Place, not 141st Street. Both houses are one block away from each other, and the lady on 141st Street has been getting a lot of tourists. She should put her house on the market,
yeah.
and somebody's going to come and go, 141st, we're here, woohoo! 500,000, get the checkbook.
But I tell you what, honest to goodness, I mean... Okay, so let's say he sells the house for, he's not going to get seven figures, but let's say he gets $500,000, which would be a win-win-win.
He bought it for $60,000.
And then somebody hires like a set designer to take the pictures
right.
from the family, like
right.
you work with the family to say, what did the kitchen look like? What did this look like? Right, and then recreate it. God willing, this is the Pope for the next 25 years. You'd make a gajillion dollars in the U.S., that people would want to go see where the Pope grew up.
And the tap has hot and holy water, right? You just turn up.
Well, not hot. I don't think it's going to be hot, but it could be holy water, sure.
Yeah, just like in the main spigot there, holy water. You know, you could sell little jars.
I have a little bottle that somebody gave me. They went to Rome when Pope Francis was the Pope, and it's like a little bottle that allegedly is water blessed by the Pope.
Well, so
right?
when we were in Turkey once upon a time, one of the tours was go to the Virgin Mary house, and you know, some people are in tears, and some of us are going are not. Anyway, they've got a gift shop, which just seems to be
right?
you know, a snow globe, but the Virgin Mary's house isn't. It's almost sacrilegious, but if you can make a
right.
buck, make a buck. So I'm
right.
not going to fight it.
Right.
Lou's list of things for you to do. Lou, what's on the Lou to do list today?
Well, I know you spend every weekend with the very talented and knowledgeable Bob Bertog. My is a little bit of a landscaping thing is that last year, a lot of people, and I get a lot of calls, had problems, really extensive problems with grubs.
Oh, yeah.
And the timing, what's going on now with climate change, is everything's warming up quicker. Right now, I mean, when you look out, everything's green. It looks really nice. Grubs and bugs in your lawn are happening sooner than traditionally how it's been. And so I really think that while this application tends to be around a June date, you really need to put that stuff down now. And I was talking about this on my radio show on Saturday a couple weeks ago. And I got an interesting call from a lady who has chickens, and she lets her chickens out in her yard every now and then,
yeah.
right?
Right.
And so, but she's having a problem with grubs, and so she wanted to put something down, but she didn't want to kill the chickens. I'm like, huh, That's an interesting question. So, obviously, if you don't have chickens, you know, there are chemicals that you can buy that you can put down that will give you all season long coverage. And in my opinion, that needs to go down now. Scott's has a product called GrubX. Yep. Bear has a grub control product that it's called. And these are chemical-based, and they will give you up to 4 months of coverage if you put it down now. But if you have chickens or you know, you have, I have a new granddaughter and she's going to be crawling around on the lawn and yeah. I don't want her crawling around these chemicals. So you can buy a bag of something called Milky Spores.
I saw and that Milky, at the store.
Yeah, yeah. So Milky Spores actually is a natural way to kill the larvae of the grubs. Oh. It takes a while for it to work. Like it could take a month. So, if you're in it, and of course, it's cost more than the chemicals. So, you know, a bag of grub control is $29 and the Milky Spore is probably $50. But you can place that on the lawn, and if you did it now, it would get down into the soil and kill the larvae, kill the, you know, the grubs from ever growing and then munching on your lawn.
So, what we've got eating the grubs in our neighborhood, I think skunks, maybe squirrels or raccoons, something comes out at night. And I've decided that they're aerating my lawn. So, maybe.
Well, until it starts coming up like a toupee from, laughing.
I know. I saw the Milky Spores and didn't know what that was all about, Lou. That may be a good investment for me.
Yeah.
Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini on Mondays gives us his Lou to do list. Lou said this is a good time to go after the grubs, put down Milky Spores or some product to get ahead of the curve because everything does seem to be happening sooner these days.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Lou, you mentioned that the house in A Christmas Story is actually a tourist trap. You can go there. Producer Pete found it in Cleveland. You can actually stay overnight in that house.
Oh, is it like an Airbnb? I didn't know that.
So that little, very modest house, which accommodates 6 people per night, $545. And if you do it close to Christmas, it's closer to $1,200, which is weird because you go, hey, we're in this house.
Right.
Turn on the leg lamp.
This is a slam dunk. Maybe I'll buy the darn house and then we'll be like, want to sleep? You know how they always talk about sleeping in the Lincoln bedroom?
Yeah.
I'll one up you on that one.
I'll sleep in the Pope's bedroom, y'all, in Dalton. How about them apples? Hey, Lou Manfredini, I've got a new gray quartz countertop with a honed finish. While making a Manhattan, I unknowingly got some bitters on the countertop. Didn't see it until the next day. Now I can't get the stain out. What do I do?
Oh, I'm going to slap whoever talked you into a honed finish because while I know it looks beautiful when it goes in, it's just not, it's not easy to take care of. What I have found out with this, because I'm a Manhattan maker myself, and I've done the same thing with the bitters, not on a honed surface. Keep a bottle, if you have especially light-colored quartz tops, of scrubbing bubbles under the sink. Spray it on, let it sit there and do its little thing like the commercial. Wipe it off. You're welcome.
In regards to a blacktop driveway, what's the best way to get rid of the oil stains?
Well, you need a... it's tough because it's petroleum based, but if there's a sealer in it already, what I would use is a grease remover. There's a bunch of different products on the market. Crud Cutter is one that's very good. There's a product called Grease Relief that I believe is made by CLR. It's a very good grease and oil remover. The other thing, quite frankly, that you can use as well that does a nice job is powdered Tide. And if you were to mix a solution of powdered Tide and warm water and then use a brush to scrub it in, you'll see the grease start to break apart and the oil. And then you let it sit there for a little bit, scrub it again, and then rinse it. And then from there, you know, you may want to consider re-coating the surface of the blacktop.
Right, right. Hey, Lou, I'm wanting to change the hose connection on our outside spout, but it's really stuck on something. Is there something I can get this off easily?
You mean the hose probably, right?
I don't know if that or they're going to change out the spout itself, but what's your thought about that in general?
Well, if it's not a frost-proof spout, then, my guess is it probably is a frost-proof. And the reason you can't undo it is because it's not actually screwed in.
Right.
A frost proof is a longer pipe. It's typically about 12 inches long, and it tends to be screwed in or sweated, if it's a copper, on the inside of the house. And so follow where that pipe is and take a look, and you may see whether it's a piece of copper, there's a difference in material, and you'll be like, huh, that's where it connects. And you may need to cut it and may need to patch a little piece of copper piping in and then put a new frost-proof hose bib on there.
I got one of those. That's a good thing, right?
It's a great thing. Ironically, I need to replace. I have one that I put O-rings in and it keeps leaking, so I need to replace it. But mine's copper, so I need to cut it and redo it.
Yeah, you need to cut it. Like, we're going to do that. I mean, this would be a thing for a plumber then, right? You got to get one of those guys out.
It would definitely be a plumber, yes.
I know Brenda can do a lot of this stuff, but I'm not going to ask
her. She's very talented.
Not going to ask her to do that. Hey, Lou, it's good to talk to you, and I may call you again about you and I buying that Pope house and flipping it, by the way.
Come on, we'll go find that 60s. You know what the dining room table looked like, right? And the Formica countertops.
Yes.
And I'm sure it was a white porcelain sink with the chrome rim around it. And I'm going to go with that they had a rolling dishwasher that you would go in and connect to the hose when you wanted to do the dishes.
I hope they had F Troop TV trays.
Oh, for sure.
They'd sit
for
there.
For sure. They were watching The Odd Couple, Barnaby Jones, Mannix.
All right, Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, comes your way on Saturday. Thank you, Lou.
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't we at Nexstar have like that, what's the TV station that we have that plays
Antenna
all the
TV?
Right. We could buy it. Nexstar could pump in their, you know, classic TV thing. This is a win-win. Call Sean.
I'm not going to do that, Lou, but thank you for your thoughts. Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini, you hear him Saturday mornings and other times.